Steve, thanks very much. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder with you on WGN. We're 312-981-7200. If you have any questions or comments, our guest right now is Alexander Zalbin. Alex has joined us the past couple of weeks to talk about television. He's from TV Guide. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again, guys.
Thanks for coming back. We really appreciate it. We wanted to start out by talking to you about this book that kind of came out of nowhere a couple of weeks ago to be a number one bestseller, and now it's coming to TV, Fire and Fury. This is quick. They announced this deal pretty quick, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this sort of thing does happen all the time with big, huge blockbuster books, but it's even more surprising because if you haven't heard about the book, if you've been living under a rock, it's about the first year of the Trump presidency, basically going from just before election night up until right now. And we've been all living in that, so it's kind of surprising that now we're going to see a TV series about it. There's not a lot of details yet, but a company called Endeavor, which is from the William Morris Agency, has picked up the rights to either put the book on TV or as a TV movie. So that's really all we know right now, but I feel very confident in saying a lot of people are going to watch it.
The president did not want this book published. Has he made any statement about wanting the television show to not air?
He hasn't. To be fair, I haven't checked in on Twitter in the past half an hour or so.
All right.
Might be some late-breaking news, but
he's busy preventing a shutdown, so he might have his hands full right now.
I don't know. He might be able to take a couple of seconds away to tweet about a TV show. We'll see what happens. But yeah, he hasn't weighed in on it yet. I assume as they get closer and as casting starts on it, I'm sure we'll hear a whole lot about it.
So the first person that comes to mind to play Donald Trump would be Alec Baldwin, but he's been doing it on Saturday Night Live, and it might look like a parody if he comes in and plays the president, right?
That is the thing that we don't know right now. I mean, the book itself is so over the top, but it's also based on real events. It's certainly through the lens of the author, Michael Wolff, and a lot of people have called into question some of the events, how true they are or not. But in terms of the TV show, it's a little up in the air, whether it's going to be dramatic or it's going to be comedic or what focus they're going to take at all. So it would be very metatextual in a certain way to have Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump, say, watching another actor playing Donald Trump on TV on Saturday Night Live. But I don't know if that's the route they're going to go down.
But Alec Baldwin is busy doing something else now, too, isn't he?
He is. He's going to be guest starring on Will and Grace. He actually has a lot of stuff going on, but that's one of the things he's going to be doing. They announced a bunch of guest stars yesterday for Will and Grace, including Alec Baldwin, who previously played a character named Malcolm Widmark. He's a government agent that helped Karen's husband, Stan, fake his death. Blythe Danner is going to come back to the show, Sarah Rue, and there's a bunch of other guest stars coming up later on in the season. So that should be a lot of fun.
You know, remember when Alec Baldwin was on everyone's bad list because he called his daughter Ireland a fat pig or something?
Yeah.
And, like, look at how things have completely turned around for him.
Yeah, he keeps going back and forth. He had a couple of problematic things he said the other day about Woody Allen as well. So
he supported Woody Allen, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly, which a lot of people got very upset about.
He said there's a witch hunt for Woody Allen right now in Hollywood. Yeah.
Yeah. So he kind of says what he thinks at this point. I mean, take that as you will and take away from that as we will, but it certainly does not seem to have hurt his career at all.
What do you think the key is, Alex, with Will and Grace? Because I've watched the last several episodes, and they have absolutely picked up right where they left off. There's no lag in the timing.
Are you liking it?
I'm loving it.
Really?
It's better than ever. What are they doing differently over at Will and Grace that other shows just can't seem to get right when they come back for a second time?
You mean like
time?
Fuller House?
Yeah,
like
Fuller House. Yeah.
Well, I would actually, not to plug the website, but I would point you to a great article that one of my writers, Malcolm VanAbel, did on Will and Grace and why it's the best one of the year. It was part of our Best of the Year package. And he talked pretty eloquently about it, comparing it to these other reboots. He talked to some of the executive producers about how they decided to approach it. And their thought on it was, keep it the same, but at the same time recognize that we're living in a different world. So rather than taking a huge leap forward and reinventing it for 2017, 2018, or keeping it antiquated and the same like they did for Fuller House with Full House, they tried to move it forward an inch, you know, rather than a mile. And I think that's what's working, where it feels like comfort food, but
yeah,
it feels challenging in the same way that it did originally.
but the pacing is exactly what it used to be, and you think, well, they're all a little bit older, and will this still work? But it does. It's just, it's been so good.
I think that you can point to the four leads have kept fresh over the years. It's not like they were sitting there waiting by the phone for Will and Grace to call again. They've all had a ton of work come their way, whether it's on TV or Broadway or other projects. They've been working nonstop, so really for them to come back, they were fresh. They were able to fall right back into it and hit those old rhythms, and it is great and really heartwarming to see in a certain way.
I'll go on.
I'm looking so forward to the Roseanne reboot.
Yeah.
But she is a very anti-Hillary Trump supporter, and I wonder if a lot of people are going to be tuned out because of that.
She says the character will be pro-Trump, that Roseanne's character will be.
I mean, she takes to Twitter a lot, really. She's become very political, and I just sometimes, you know, remember when Rosie O'Donnell, when that happened, it's like, I don't know if that's going to turn people off.
I think it will on the surface, but they've done a couple of interviews about it, and I do think it's an interesting tack, because basically what they're saying is, regardless about Roseanne Barr's real life, the character Roseanne would be a Trump supporter in the modern age. So what does that mean for the show? And it always was a show that hit right into the demographic that they were talking about, the type of lifestyle that they were talking about. I'm glad in a certain way. I'm certainly a bit trepidatious about actually watching it and seeing how they handle it. But I'm glad that they are being true to the characters and honest, rather than saying, hey, they went through some sort of crazy political change in the past however many years it's been since the show was last on the air.
I wonder how they'll handle, because John Goodman, when he's not in character, when he's John Goodman, is pretty extreme to the left. So I wonder if you're going to see some kind of a battle between he and Roseanne on air.
That would
characters.
Be interesting.
It'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that would be interesting, too. I think the word is that they both voted for Trump, so I don't know how much
really?
Because I brought this Roseanne thing up before, and Bill, and I said that she's a big Trump supporter, and you're like, really? She really has, like, turned a corner, and the John Goodman one surprises me a bit.
Me too.
We'll see what happens, though. I mean, they're gonna
did it for the show.
Yell at each other. Hopefully, it'll be funny at the same time.
Go ahead, Bill.
I'm curious if Johnny Galecki, who's now in the number one show on television, he's in Big Bang Theory. Will he be able to vote any or all of his time to Roseanne's show if he's got the number one sitcom on television?
I'm gonna check on that for you guys. I believe he is coming back, though I don't remember for how long.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where he might drop in or drop out. I don't think he's going to be in every episode, but I wouldn't swear by that.
All right.
And I mean, that's a good thing to do, because if this Roseanne thing takes off, then he's got two really popular shows. And if it doesn't work, he's already got something.
Yeah.
I also read about one of my favorite shows, Party of Five, is getting a reboot. In the original one with Scott Wolf, Matthew Fox, Neve Campbell, Lacey Chabert, and who's the three named girl who was in it too? I can't think of her name.
I'm not sure who it was.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, right.
In that original, the parents died, so they were there together, Party of Five, trying to keep things going. Obviously, you know the new twist. Would you like to share this, Alex?
Sure. So this is going to be on Freeform, and the new twist is that it is a Mexican-American family whose parents are deported back to Mexico. So rather than the parents dying in a car crash, it's definitely a more modern and more diverse take on it, which
that's pretty cool.
Really interesting. Yeah. I'm excited to see how that plays out. And that's another show. I feel like we're setting a little bit of a theme here today, but that's another show that really talked about modern issues and really delved into teen issues. Mm-hmm. So them taking on immigration is kind of fascinating.
So when they make a decision to bring a show back, does somebody say, does a producer or a showrunner or somebody say, we've got to bring it back, but we've got to keep in mind today's audience is a different audience, so we have to throw some bizarre new twist in, or does it just work out that way?
I think it probably depends on the showrunner. It depends on the twist. I mean, as we've seen, sometimes they just kind of come back the same. You know, the Roseanne thing, yes, she is going to be a Trump voter, but in a certain sense, that's not really a new twist. That's just, if you picked up the show now, that's kind of what it would be like. Will and Grace, the same sort of thing. Versus Party of Five, my feeling about why they changed this is more based on the fact that why would you want to see the same thing over again?
Sure.
Because Scotty Wolf was so cute.
Yeah. Wendy's theory is Scott Wolf is cute. Is that your theory also, Alex? It's not my theory.
I have a working theory.
All right.
I have a couple of fan theories about how cute he is or not.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
That's fair. Alexander Zelbin is our guest. He's the managing editor over at TV Guide. TVGuide.com is your website to visit if you love television. We'll be back after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I feel guilty.
We'll have him on.
If it lasts.
Oh, maybe. Alexander Zelbin is here, managing editor of TV Guide. TVGuide.com is the website to visit. You can also follow Alex on Twitter. What is your Twitter handle?
At A Zalbin, A-Z-A-L-B-E-N.
Easy to find. Can we, now this is just rumor and hearsay, but I'm going to throw these out here. You tell me if you know anything about this. I've read online that there's some feuding and fighting going on between Kelly Ripa and Ryan Seacrest, and it could destroy their working relationship. Is that possible?
I think there's two parts of that. Yes, I think it's possible that they could be feuding, but will it destroy their relationship? I think probably not. I mean, ultimately, they're both very professional. They've been in the business for a really long time. You always hear about these backstage feuds, but yeah, I could be wrong, but ultimately, I don't think those things amount to a whole lot.
I am not a fan of his. I didn't like her at first, and I kind of grew to love her. She does a great job with that. I loved her with Regis.
Yeah.
So if anyone's going to go, I bet it would be him.
Well, she's been part of it for a long time, so I'm sure she had a certain way of doing things, and then he came in with his way of doing things, and maybe there'd be some clashes,
and
right?
And she's jealous because he may be prettier than her.
Maybe.
Hey, he's no Scott Wolf.
He is no Scott Wolf, Alex. That's so true. And then the other one that, again, I just hear these as rumors online. What do I know? But that the cast of Big Bang Theory, everybody's mad at everybody. Do you know anything about
that?
Yeah.
I don't specifically know anything about that. I will say from the times that I've seen them live, they actually seem very friendly with each other and seem to enjoy each other's company. You know, whenever anybody's been working together for, what is it at this point, 11 years or something like that, there's going to be clashes behind the scene, and particularly when you're working on some sort of creative outlet. But also with something like that, they'll get paid a lot. They're on a very successful show. I think they'll probably work it out if there is anything going on.
Yep.
Suck it up, little buddy. That's what he's going to do. They're going to do. I feel like I am the kiss of death because I mentioned to you Lady Dynamite, which I loved, with a comedian, Maria Bamford. It's kind of her surreal life, living with bipolar 2. There's ups, there's downs. She loses herself. She finds herself. I watched 2 seasons of it and heard some bad news.
Lady Dynamite got canceled. I'm so sorry. I saw that news pop up and got so sad, specifically for you, because we had just been talking about this last week.
And I think it does a major service to shine the spotlight on mental illness that you can actually talk about it. And I think it was really important to get out there. And I'm sorry to hear that. So I'm the kiss of death.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the good things about it is, as we know, with the streaming era, both of the previous seasons are available in perpetuity on Netflix. So you can still go back and watch those episodes whenever. If you've never watched the series, you absolutely should check it out. It's unfortunate that there's not going to be more, but we have those first 2 seasons.
A show that I know is coming back soon, Alex, but I'm not sure exactly when, and we can't say the name of the show, but it's the show that Eugene Levy and his son Daniel Levy are behind. Then the last word is Creek. You know what show I'm referring to, right?
I do know the one that you're talking about. That show is coming back Wednesday, January 24th at 8 p.m. on Pop. That's an interesting one, I think, because to be honest, and this is nothing against the Pop Network, nobody really knows where the Pop Network is or how to watch things on that.
Mm-hmm.
But that show has really, without using a horrible phrase given the name, bubbled up in a certain way. and more people are picking it up. More people are watching it. It's a very funny, very well-done show. The second word is Creek. If you're looking for it, I think you'll figure out what the first word is.
Yep.
But I highly recommend getting caught up before the premiere.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, Wendy, it's so funny. It really is.
I gotta try that.
Everything about it is good. Catherine O'Hara is fantastic.
Love her. Funniest woman of all time.
Yeah.
One of the...
Yeah, Chris Elliott's great on the
love
show.
Him.
The whole cast is just great, and the writing's wonderful, and I urge people, if you haven't seen it, you got to find it. I think it's on Hulu. I think that's where we get it, or Amazon. Somebody's got it, but boy, is it funny. It's really good. So I'm glad that's coming back, and I just saw an ad over the weekend for the new season of Baskets. That's right around the corner too, right?
Yeah, that's coming back on January
23rd. I'm sorry. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
The ads, the new ads are very European in nature. They make it look like you're watching a show from France.
Well, he was a clone.
Yeah. Yes, I know. I know. I know.
Yeah.
Amazon is canceling three of its shows. What do we know about these?
So this was unfortunate news that came out yesterday, and a lot of people are very upset about it. One Mississippi, Jean-Claude Van Johnson, and I don't know if we can say this on the air, but I love, and then a word starting with D.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a man's name.
Yeah, I love Richard. There you go. It was from the creator of Transparent. It's an excellent show. You definitely should watch. One Mississippi was from comedian Tig Notaro, and it only got two seasons, but it was absolutely wonderful. Jean-Claude Van Johnson was a kind of a cheeky look at Jean-Claude Van Damme if he was secretly a super spy. I think people are a little more bummed about One Mississippi more than anything because it had some really important things to say about sexual harassment and about it was Tig Notaro dealt with her real life cancer, so she talked about that on the show in a fictional way. So it had a lot of stuff to say, and it's sad to see that voice cut off. But like with Lady Dynamite, I do think Tig Notaro is going to end up on her feet, and we'll see more stuff from her in the future.
And Alexander, this was the show that she, Tig Notaro, wanted Louis C.K.'s name taken off of, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
Couple months ago.
I don't think that had anything to do with the cancellation necessarily. It's more streaming networks are figuring out they can't just pump an unlimited amount of money into shows and just get it back. They're definitely entering a period where they're starting to be a little more choosy about things.
And another show that I love with, I don't know if she's a stand-up comic. I know she's the voice of Bobby Hill on King of the Hill. Pamela Adlon, her show Better Things, that's been renewed. Mm-hmm. That's a really awesome show. And also The Mick with Caitlin Olson, also one of the funniest women ever to walk the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think The Mick is on Fox, while Better Things is on FX. And particularly for FX, they're almost working like an HBO, even though they don't have a subscription model. It's still based on ad sales. And the wonderful thing about them is they're very into developing talent and working with talent. So something like Better Things, not a lot of people are watching it, but they know it's a good show, and they know Pamela Adlon has stuff to say, so they're going to stick by it, I think, for a good long while.
Good. Love it.
We have a minute left, but I know there are two shows both premiering on Sunday night. I don't know if either of them are worth our time. You tell us. Counterpart and The Resident. What are those about?
So Counterpart is a spy thriller with a sci-fi twist that I'm almost hesitant to mention because it's so good, but it stars J.K. Simmons, and I'll ruin it. It's dual roles. It takes place in alternate universes, one where he's a super spy and one where he's a regular schlub, and they end up having to team up together, and it's great. You definitely should check it out. I don't know if you get stars if you don't subscribe or do a trial and check out the first episode of Counterpart, because it's really thrilling and kind of mind-boggling, and J.K. Simmons is wonderful. The other show is on Fox at 10 p.m. It's The Resident. It's a hospital drama starring Emily Van Camp and, I never get his name correct, but Matt Churchy from The Good Wife. And it's exactly kind of what you expect. He's a medical resident. He speaks his mind and, you know, gets things done. So if you're looking for another hospital drama, you can certainly check that one out as well.
He was just on Colbert the other night. Bruce Greenwood mm-hmm. is another actor who people have seen a million times. I know he's in this show, too. It looks really good.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun, and it's good TV comfort food. But I would say if you have to check out one of the two, definitely go for Counterpart.
That's interesting. Alexander, always fun to talk to you. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Alexander Zalbin is his name. He's the managing editor over at TV Guide. The website, of course, tvguide.com. Take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.